Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Church, say amen again.
Amen.
There's a word found in Acts. Familiar passage of scripture, Acts chapter 9. Amen.
Amen.
Acts won't be long, but we all here going through something.
Amen.
We all here going through something. All of us.
Amen.
From the preacher on down.
Amen.
We in a battle.
Amen.
If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Chapter 9, verse 1 through 5, and I'll drop down a little bit. And Saul, yet breathing out threatening and slaughtering against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired him letters to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if he find any this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. He journeyed, and he came nigh Damascus. And suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? And he said unto him, Lord. And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It's hard for thee to kick against the priests. Six, and he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what would thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. The men which journeyed with him, Pastor Michael, stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. Now drop down. 23. After that many days were fulfilled, the Jews, let's say it again, the Jews took counsel to kill him. 24. But their laying awake was known of Saul, and they watched the gates night and day to kill him. Then the disciples took him down by night and laid him down by a wall in a basket. You may be seated.
Amen.
On the right team.
Amen.
On the right team. Somebody say that again. On the right team. We are on the right team.
Amen.
No matter what comes our way, we still on the right team.
Amen.
We just can't fumble the ball.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Here we have Osa. We all know that Saul was some kind of man. He was caught up with the Sanhedrin Council, Brother Pastor. And he went, did wrong, right. If you back that thing up, in the 7th chapter, when they stoned Stephen to death, the Bible said they dashed upon Stephen with their teeth. Ain't that something? Stephen was preaching the Old Testament to the people of God. And they didn't like, let me tell you something. When you telling somebody the truth, some people don't like the truth. I'm going to say it again. The scripture says in St. John 8:32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And some people don't like the truth. And they were, Stephen was a deacon and Philip, but they went to be a preacher. And they were preaching the word down in the 7th chapter. I'm going to bring you up. And the Bible says that they got so mad that they stoned Stephen to death. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Bleeding like a hog for Jesus. Suffering for Jesus. See, on this journey, we got to suffer church sometimes. Every day not going to be howdy and howdy. Hello, somebody. Every day ain't going to be peaches and cream. Even though we're on the right team, but we have to go through things sometimes. Weeping endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. Hello, somebody. Am I talking to somebody this morning? I didn't come here to look at you. And you didn't come to look at me. We come to lift up the name of Jesus. Because he's worthy to be praised. I think I am. I think he is. Because if it had not been so, we would still be out there lost, struggling, banged up, beat up, and everything else. But because of Jesus, who stepped in our lives. Sister just said through saying that, they said, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Somebody needs some peace this morning. Somebody's household is full of all kind of turmoil. Maybe because of the old baby kids that got in the way. Hello, somebody. Am I talking to somebody up in here? Maybe there's somebody that you're dealing with, even your own family. Because the Bible says in Matthew 22:14, a man's foe is of his own household. In other words, your enemy. Because they're the ones that look at you and see you when you're doing on when you were on this side. Now you done got on the right team. They're the ones that's trying to talk about you. Really kill you. Am I talking to somebody? Am I talking to somebody? They're the one talking about you, stabbing you in the back. They have a song I was saying. Backstab. Smile on your face. Come on, lie. Am I talking to somebody? So what I'm trying to help somebody understand, because I don't come to preach for 30 years about downing nobody. I've come to preach uplifting somebody, because we all are going through something. You know, we all are going through something. Trials and tribulations on every hand. Amen? Because the Bible is written. Jesus said in St. John 16:33, he said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you're going to have trials. You got tribulation. But here we are, Pastor. Osa. They laid the coat down at a young man's feet named Saul. I think that's the 7th chapter of Acts, right about that 58th verse, if you want to go read that thing. He was itching him on. Right there with the Sanhedrin Council. Itching him on to kill anybody that called on the name of the Lord. And so, Pastor, in chapter 8 and verse 3, it says, Saul made havoc of the church. In other words, anybody that he called on the name of Jesus, he had authority from the Sanhedrin Council. Now, the Sanhedrin Council, they didn't care about nobody. They were rich. You know, it's like go down and trumping them, you know, they was rich. And they didn't care about nobody. They thought Jesus was dead and out and buried, but nah, he's alive and he's, let me tell you something, he's in all of us because he dwells in the inside of us. And when the devil come knocking on your door, you need to send Jesus to the door. Because the Bible says it is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profits. Now, these words I speak unto you, they are spirit.
Amen.
They are life.
Yeah.
So now here we are. You may have out of the church. But there was another deacon down there, pastor, in verse 8, named Philip. Mm-hmm. Went down to Samaria and preached Christ to him. And in that city, they had demon-possessed people. They had, it's in your Bible, they had all kind of people there that was lame and all these other things. But because of the word of God, see, the word would penetrate. Acts Hebrews 4:12, it says, the word of God is sharper and powerful than any two-edged sword piercing. Here we have. It says, after Philip preached to the eunuch, he had said, and Saul, yet breathing out, threatening. Ooh, Lord, that's something, man. It ain't just breathing out, but he threatening and slaughtering against the disciples of the Lord. They wasn't bothering nobody, but here comes Saul destroying or trying to destroy God's people. Let me tell you something. There are a lot of people in the world right now today that's trying to destroy God's people. But you cannot kick against the prick. It's hard. It's hard, Pastor. You know that. It's hard. You ain't going to win. You might think you're going to win. Whoa. That Jesus I'm talking about something else. Walk the water at 4 o'clock in the morning. Huh? And Peter began to say, bid me to come unto the water. And Jesus said, come. Peter was walking on the water, what? But when he took his eyes, see, you can't take your eyes off Jesus. Because sometimes when you take your eyes off Jesus, that's when the old Satan will come in. Because Satan is a spirit. That was God's right hand man at one time. But he said, I'm going to be like the Most High God. And God said, you don't get on down there. And he's the prince of this world. Whether you know it, you all know that. You pilgrim, because I don't know what you're going through this morning, but I come to tell you to keep your hands. Desire of him left to the master, he said, and to the synagogue, that if he find, look what he say now, that if he find any of this way, whether they were men, it didn't matter who it was. See, because Saul thought he'd done right. He knew about God, but he didn't know about Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, no man come to the Father except he come through me. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming unto the Father but by me. So now we hear old Saul, well, as he said, he journeyed, had a letter from the authority. He came near the master. Now, every one of us has been on that Damascus road. We all done things we ain't done that we shouldn't have done. I know I have. I don't know about you. But I know I have. But there is a scripture that we say every day, supposedly, say that if thou confess the Lord Jesus with thy mouth and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And then it said in Acts 4:11-12, say, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of a corner. And then it dropped down and said, neither there is any other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. I'm talking about eternity, y'all. Someday we're going to live eternity one day. And I don't know where you thinking, but I'm trying to tell you that keep on keeping on keeping your hands in God's unchanging hand. He may not come when you want him to come. He may not come when you think he's coming. But he's coming. That's how Saul was on the road. I'm talking about on the right team. Look what he say. And he, look what happened now. And sudden, now God moves sudden. Watch, quick. God don't take, he don't do like us. We slow for some time. Sofa, Pastor. But God come quick.
Yeah,
he does. Oh, yeah.
Yes, he does.
He came quick on the day of Pentecost, didn't he? It says, suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where it was there. And there was clothing tongue. And you know what? They were speaking in their own languages.
Yeah.
That was on the day of Pentecost. I think that's another sermon. Yeah. But I'm trying to tell you, what it say? And it say, Michael, look what it say. And suddenly, there shined round about him a light from heaven. Now the sun was out.
Yeah.
Good God Almighty. I'm going to say that again. The sun was out. But there was another light. Brighter than the sun.
Yeah.
And look what happened now. Look what happened. I'm going to hurt you. Look what it said. It said, and he fell to the earth, hearing a voice, saying unto him, Saul, Saul. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? He asked him a question. Why persecute thou me? In other words, have I done you anything wrong? Have Jesus done you anything wrong? No. You don't do nobody wrong.
Amen.
Drugs and all that kind of stuff. He said, come unto me, all ye that are laden and a heavy laden. Matthew 11:28. And I will give you rest. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. So I don't know what you're going through, but Jesus said, you got to talk back to God. Yeah, man, you got to talk back to him. He'll answer you. He may not answer when you think it, but he's there listening. He's a present help in a time of trouble. Ain't that what he say?
Yes.
Oh, y'all now know the word.
Hello.
Yea, though I walk,
through
the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. Huh? We walk through the shadows of death every day of our lives. We don't know where trouble is. But Jesus can look way down the road and see trouble coming in a stop. That's the God we serve, man. He said in Isaiah 66, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. Isaiah 66:1 says that. In other words, we serve a big God, y'all. So whatever you're going through this morning, say, Lord, I'm going to put it in your hands. Because I believe you can handle it better than I can. Don't get in the way. Look what it say, Pastor. He say, and who are thou? Lord, he got his attention, didn't he? This is a bad man, but he got his attention. And the Lord say, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest. I see you going up and down the highway trying to destroy the disciples of mine. I see you when you try to kill people and try to do this and do that. I see you, but why persecute thou me? That's the question he asked. And he said, who art thou, if I say, Lord? And the Lord say, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest. You ain't doing it to them. You're doing it to me.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to tell you this morning, if somebody's doing you something wrong, they're not doing it to you.
Yeah.
I preached that last week. The battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord. So whatever you're going through, you're in a battle. But tell the Lord, Lord, I'm in a battle, but I need you to be in the battle with me. Can't make it without you.
Yeah.
None of us can make it without.
Amen.
God is too powerful, too holy.
Yeah.
He's holy, ain't he? Yeah. That when he threw an old boy, Isaac, and not only that, he told Moses. He said, Moses, I'm getting on that for a minute. I'm gonna leave whatever you got on. Just the word now. He said, Moses, on the backside of the desert for 40 years. He had been running, going up in the Egyptian's house because he had killed a man. Don't tell me God can't use. I call him a specialist. I call him a junkyard specialist. He specializes in junk.
Amen.
Old carburetors. Old spark plugs. Something that we can't use. Because the Bible said, 1 Corinthians 1:27, God chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. It's in your Bible.
That's right.
It's in your Bible. Look what it say. Look what it say. He trembling, Michael, and astonished. Say, Lord, what would thou have me to do? Now, yesterday, he hadn't changed just that quick. I ain't going to get ahead of myself. But the Bible say, Arise.
Yeah.
Look what God told him. Jesus told him. This Jesus. Go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Now, God could have told him right there on the road, but he had a preacher he used. Because God said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. I think that's what he said, don't I? So, look what happened now. The men, I'm going to be through with this message, y'all. I'm talking on the right team now. Which journeyed with him, stood speechless, in word, hearing a voice, but seeing no man.
Right.
Oh, Lord. I'm not hallucinating, is it? Huh?
No.
They was, thought they were hallucinating, but they wasn't hallucinating. See, a God we serve, we can't see him.
All right. Oh, yeah.
In the physical eye.
Say that.
But you can hear him.
Say that.
Because he can talk to you.
Yeah.
When you're down to nothing, God will talk to you. When you're up to something and you think you don't know how you're going to pay your utility bill, why are you trying to figure it out? When you're walking downtown or riding on the bus or whatever, God is not ready. Work it out. I don't know about you, but have you been your back against the wall? Have you been where you ain't been able to pay your bills? I have. I'm going to tell it like it is, shame the devil. The truth is a lie. But while I'm trying to figure it out, God has already spoke something in my spirit. He'll drop something in your spirit. Yes, he will. I'm telling you what I know. I ain't telling you what I think about. I'm telling you what I done been through on these 30 years on this journey here. Sometimes me and my wife be up down the highway. I said last night, I said again, sometimes we don't have no money in our pockets. But God, I'm going to say it again. But God made a way. He's a way maker, ain't he? Will he make a way? Will he put a bridge? Well, there ain't no bridge. I know what I'm talking about because when I coming up, them old folks didn't have no money, but they knew how to talk to God. Chewing that back. Yeah, they would. They spit on you too. You don't get out of the way. Michael, they'll spit it on you. Yeah, they would. Amen. I'm going to tell you like it is. But seeing no man. Now, as I go on and to a close, the Bible says God had a talk with the preacher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And God was talking to the preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Telling him that I got a man down there named Saul.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and he, you know, I got him now.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, no, Lord. I've heard much about this man. I've heard some bad things about this man. But the Lord said, I got him blind. In other words, he blinded him so he could give insight, spiritual insight for his people. That's why Paul can say, brethren, my heart desire and power to God that Israel might be saved. For I bear the record that they have a zeal of God, but it's not according to knowledge. That's why Paul said, brethren, my heart desire, I count myself to apprehend this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth to the things which are before. I press toward the mark, to the prize, to the high call. That's why Paul said, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. But let me go on back to the tale. I'm going to take it on. Let me go on. Look what it said. Now these are the same people that he ran with. Pastor, do you know some friends like that? When you come in contact with God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost, friends get few.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that again. Friends get few when you come in contact with Jesus and you sincere with him. Don't play with it now, because he ain't nothing to be played with. Old man Scott in his grave today, he heard me preaching about 20 years ago, and he said, let me tell you something. You play with moms, you play basketball, but don't play with God. He told me that he in his grave today, old Scott, Mr. Quinn. And I'm trying to tell somebody this morning that whatever you're going through, be sincere with it.
Yes.
I ain't saying you ain't. Because God is sincere all the time.
Yes.
And all the time, God is sincere.
Yes.
Look what it said, Brother Pastor. And I'm going to be through close this out. After many days were fulfilled, Pastor, the Jews took counsel to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wait a minute. He's the same people I ran with.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't trying to
make no pity party with him. Mm-hmm. They're trying to kill him.
Mm-hmm. Sure enough.
Huh? They're trying to destroy this man.
Sure enough.
Because he found out that I found Jesus mm-hmm. for myself.
Yeah.
I was on the road to Damascus. Mm-hmm. And I was on the road and I heard a voice. Mm-hmm. And it was so powerful, it knocked me mm-hmm. off my beast. Trying to help somebody that God come quick.
Yeah, yeah.
When you got enemies on your trail, God will come quick and move them out your way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yes, I'm trying to help somebody. You know that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And look what it says. But their laying away was known of Saul. God, let me tell you something. When you're on God's team, he's going to tell you who your friend is and who your enemy is.
Right.
You don't have to do nothing. That's why it's written in Psalms 27 and verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid of? And then he said, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and failed. I'm trying to help somebody to tell you, keep your hands in God's unchanging hand. He may not come when you want him to come. But he's always, I say he's always on time. He's an on time God. The Bible says Saul made havoc of the church. And the Bible says Saul was on the road to Damascus. And I don't know about you, but we all have been on that road. Sooner or later, God will step in and direct your path. Because there's a scripture says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. But in all thy ways, acknowledge him. And he will, I said he will, direct your path. I need God to direct my path. Sometimes the road is tough. Sometimes I can't see my way. But I lift my eyes unto the hills. For which come of my help. All of my help come from the Lord. The made heaven and the made earth. Weeping may endure for a night. But joy, I say the joy, come to the morning. Are you hearing me? Somebody is going through the trial. Somebody is going through some temptation. But I come to tell you that the Lord came to tell you, you're going to write, you're going to go through some trials. You're going to go through some tribulation. Ain't it y'all right? Paul got his call down in the 14th chapter, the 19th verse.
The
Bible said there was some Jews, pastor, came from Iconium, and they began to stone him to death because Jesus had already told Ananias that this boy that I chose, see, when you're chosen, you're going to go through some things. You're going to go through some trials. You're going through some tribulation. You're going through some bad time and trouble. But just hold on. I'm trying to help somebody. Hold on. I said, hold on. To God's unchanging plan. He may not come. He may not come. But you want him to come. But he's always. Now, so they stood around. So. 13th chapter of Acts, 9th verse. I don't know if it's the Holy Ghost or Jesus, but he never was called Saul again. He called his name Paul. From then on, that day on, he changed his name. See, God got a way of working it out for you. But he works, I said he works in some mysterious way. Am I talking to somebody? Don't forget what the book says. Keep your hands in God's unchanging hand. He may not come when you want him to come.